2. Breathing Again, Switzerland. The train rolled over the bridge above the Rhine. It had crossed the Swiss border. Buchs, Switzerland, noble land. No more Heil Hitler, no more swastika, no more brown shirts, no Jew perish. Saved, free. The land beneath my feet is a land where Jewry is not, after all, criminality. How I had dreamed of this moment, how I had looked forward to it, as to a transport of joy. Homelessness, poverty, uncertainty, all the anxieties and questions about the future, how unimportant that all seemed, put alongside the sensation of being free of the constant mental presence of Hitler. That, at least, is how it was in my dreams, my longings. Now, however, in the very moment of fulfillment, to my own surprise and dismay, the expected longed-for euphoria did not come. How was that possible? What had happened? Some kind of nervous response, perhaps, a reaction to all the tensions and letdowns of the last 5 months? There was this terrible feeling of disappointment, of irritation with myself, a feeling of being cheated of a priceless, unique, once-in-a-lifetime experience. But the more time passed in the new surroundings, the closer I got to Zurich on this stretch of track, so familiar from previous journeys, the more clearly I understood the reasons for this apparently inexplicable, unforgivable mood. Here you had the Swiss landscape, houses, people, peace, strength, solidity, the sense of well-established contentment and security. The whole scene, you would have thought, balm for a wounded spirit, for shattered nerves. And yet, this time, there was this simultaneous feeling of being irrevocably distant, on the opposite bank of the river. On that side stretches another world, near enough to touch, yet at the same time unattainable. A world in which the present is still the legacy of the past, and the future still the legacy of this present. Where I am standing now, on the other hand, is a no man's land, the desolate land of a person with no legacy. I am sitting in a railway train with other people. To all external appearances, I am no different from them. My destiny is not inscribed like a sign.